You're serious? You're serious?
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. You know it is fight night. We're bringing you immediate reactions, and I am immediately reacting to what is going to be called the upset of the year, the pound-for-pound, quote-unquote, king. Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez win streak is over by some guy that we can't even pronounce his name. I think it's like Search a Cat or Kit Kat.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I don't even know. But we're going to head on out to the Golden State. Matthew, a.k.a. the Hipster's Crying Hunter.
I'm not crying. It's definitely controversial, to say the least. I had it 115, 111 to Roman Gonzalez. This is some bullshit. You know, I'm not going to use the term robbery because I have to be consistent. You know, I always give you guys shit for being inconsistent at times. And I don't call, like, the Andre Ward or Kovalev fight a robbery. So I can't call this fight a robbery, you know, because it was close. It was ultra-competitive throughout. There was a portion of the fight where Roman Gonzalez seemed to start boxing more, seemed to get the better of it. But yet, Sarah Cat was just still in it and still coming at him, still landing really big shots, still making competitive throughout. And those later rounds were really tough to score. So I'll put it this way. Roman Gonzalez won the fight, but I can see scorecards for Sirikat. So I'm just going to throw my hands up in the air and go, this is boxing. You know, it's subjective. This, whatever. It's some bullshit, though, that he lost his O from this type of fight. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump out to my own state, to our co-host.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused, stay working my dad.
I said fuck you.
I'm
fucking
with you. If you come to fight, I'm going
to do this for you. I said fuck you.
I think you're accurate.
Well, I'm going to call it like I saw it, man. Fight of the year turned into heist of the year, felony, caper, embezzlement, mortal sin of the year. I saw a straight robbery. I was saying to myself, man, I wish I scored it. I know it's close. Chocolatito must not hit hard, or Kit Kat Sorbista has leather skin. But, you know, in the end, Chocolatito was scored negative and lost the fight. The judges scored the headbutts as punches, I believe. And, yeah. Next thing, who's next?
Listen, if you're watching this, show some support. Hit that thumbs up button. We are missing things of the pay-per-view because we want to bring you this immediate reaction. We want to give you the phone line so that you can, you know, obviously let us know how you feel due to this robbery. We're not going to chop it up back and forth. We're just going to go straight to the lines. We're going to get your guys' thoughts, see what's going on.
But no one can stop me, really.
Boy, there's a king croc right there. This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my ears right off.
Unique in the sixth round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, it was unbeatable.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Alex, all the way out in Australia, my man. What time is it over there? And what do you think about this robbery? Or is it a robbery? Alex.
I think it's a little bit of a robbery. From what I saw, Chocolatito was landing the cleaner work and doing more. And I don't know. I couldn't find a way to say the other bloke won. But yeah, I just feel Chocolatito was landing the cleaner work, and he was coming on more. Like in the earlier rounds, did he get scored for that that knockdown?
He absolutely got that knockdown. That was a point, baby, and the point deduction.
Yeah, and a point deduction. See, I don't know. I feel like Chocolatito still should have won. He was doing the cleaner work, especially towards the late rounds. And I just don't think the decision went the right way, and I'm not sure why it went that way. But, you know, it is. We've seen worse. We've seen Pacquiao, Bradley won. We've seen Roy Jones in the Olympics. It happens in boxing, and, you know, he's just got to cop it on the chin and come back like a true champion. But that also begs another question. Is Chocolatito as good as we think he is?
Hey, you know, it's funny because right before they mentioned the announcement, we automatically assume, everyone in our little boxing chat automatically assume Chocolatito won. I was the only one saying, yo, this guy's going to lose. He might get stopped. All of a sudden, boom, it's an upset, and I had to change the title. The title was originally going to say, is Gonzalez pound for pound had he won, because we keep seeing him be touched by guys we don't even know. But look, Alex, I know it's early in Australia. We got to get to some other people. The fight's about to start. We're going to thank you for calling in all the way from Australia. We're going to go out to the other phone lines. Who we got? We got Class and Bound. Make it quick, baby. Let's go.
All right, straight to the point. This was an absolute robbery. How do you outland someone by over 120 shots and lose the fight? The knockdown is already neutralized by the point deduction. So the fact that Roman Gonzalez got the L in this decision is absolutely horrible. Like, you have to find me seven rounds where this guy, I can't, like, he fought, don't, like, listen, he fought well. Like, he did his thing. Like, I'm not even going to take credit, but I'm going to call it straight robbery, because that's absolute nonsense. He was getting out-hustled, outworked on the inside, and the only, I don't know what those judges were watching. I'm honestly disgusted by it. Like, it's a horrible decision. Like, that's awful, and I feel so bad for Roman, because, like, he busted his butt in there. He kept hitting this guy and dipping and ducking under his shots. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to get onto this Golovkin and Jacobs fight. It's going to be a good one, but I don't know. I'm honestly really disgusted. So, yeah, that's all I really got to say about it. Roman, to me, he did his thing, and I feel bad for him, but he'll move on. He'll get his rematch, and he'll whoop him even worse, and he'll have to outland him by, like, 300 punches or something. So, anyway, that's my call.
Class and Bound, you're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go out to Hurricane Ray in Miami.
Make it fast. Walkout's about to happen.
I can't believe I made it in, but since I did, man. Yo, you know what, man? This just proves to me that that Chocolatito's a great fighter, man. No matter if he lost, I still give him his props. He's coming up a couple divisions up than what he's supposed to be at, you know, and he's a great fighter through and through, man. And man, I'm just happy to see a great fight like this. Yeah, you might consider it a robbery or whatnot, but man, it was a great fight on his behalf. I heard that he lost. I didn't get to see the later rounds, but I heard he lost the later rounds. And yo, how do I get into that group chat? I'm Patreon, but I don't know how to get into that group chat. What's up?
Oh, that's only for the host, man. We were all on a iMessage chat. But listen, Hurricane Ray, we will create something on Patreon so we could do it on Patreon. We're going out from Miami to D.C., Washington. Talk to me, Marcus.
Yo, I'm a Chocolatito fan, man. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm thinking about speaking. Oh, hold on. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's not about who throws the most punches in pro boxing. It's who you think had landed the most effective punches. Yeah, I saw the clean punches by Chocolatito, but man, that dude was putting some hard punches on Chocolatito. So, I mean, you can outland a dude by 20 punches in one round. You still only win that one round. It's not like the extra punches that you land carry over for score for the next round. So, you know what I'm saying? I think he allowed it to stay too close. He stayed in front of the dude too long. You know what I'm saying? He didn't use his leg movement and move around. He didn't have to move backwards, but he did. He never moved to the left or the right. After he threw his punches, he waited for the receipt. I mean, like, he didn't have a great night.
Oh, where we at? Where the fight is at?
Daniel Jacobs is walking out, so we can either do drive-by. Everyone gets, like, a second. Is it a robbery or not? That's what we're going to do, okay?
Nah, we could go a little bit because you still got to wait for Golovkin, right?
Yeah, but come on, man. It's the whole show. We want everyone to soak up the whole atmosphere. This is a big fight.
Listen, we don't need to hear no fucking Kazakhstan national anthem or America's national anthem. We don't need America's or Kazakhstan. We could be right here talking some boxing until these guys are fucking in the ring, until Buffer's reading their records or something. But, I mean, to go down there and hear a bunch of
in the ring now, I'm just saying.
Did you see that other person? Was that Fergie or a crackhead on Fergie? I don't know what that was.
Something St. Germain, whoever she was.
Saint, she needs to pray to that saint and get her over to, you know, over the hump. I don't know what's wrong with her. But we're going to go to Amin. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Amin, yo, make it fast.
It wasn't
fast,
a robbery. Well, yeah, it wasn't. I think it should have been a draw. I think Chocolatito, it should have been a draw, or Chocolatito should have won by 1 point.
All right, Amin. Well,
keep it moving, fellas.
All right. 732, first-time caller. Who's this?
Yeah, first-time caller.
What's your name, brother?
First-time caller.
What's your name?
Edison.
Edison. Your name is Edison, or are you calling from Edison?
No, I'm calling from Edison.
What's your name?
Al.
I'm going to play this first-time caller intro. We're trying to keep it traditional, but you know we got the main event coming up, so make it fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Desde la República Dominicana, Cibao, ya ustedes saben que viene duro, Álvaro Ascona, desde Rubio, mandando. Yeah. All right, so this is how I had it, fellas.
La patria, la patria.
You already know. I'm a little tipsy. The fight was amazing. I had a tie going into the 12th. I gave the 12th to Chocolatito. I thought he won. I don't think it was a robbery. Amazing fight. Fight of the year. Yeah, man. I don't know. It was a good fight. I definitely think that he'll get the rematch. I think he'll win. Make it a rubber match, you know, one more time. But man, he's so small. He looks so much smaller in that ring with that thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What do you guys think? Cut it.
Oye, mi pana, primeramente, just want you to know it's an immediate reaction show. We got the main event coming, so we don't normally cut first-time callers. We normally give you a whole 3 minutes, like if you were in the round. But immediate reaction show, we need to watch the main event. We will be back after that main event, so just come on back. We'll give you more time. We're going to Santiago in L.A. Santiago, what's going on?
Oh, man. I mean, I personally thought Chocolatito won. I had it 114-112 in his favor. I thought he did enough to edge out the round. Hell of a way for him to lose his undefeated record. Let's see what happens. I'd love to see a rematch.
For sure, Santiago. We're going to go out to Idris in the UK. Talk to us.
Yeah, man. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
Yeah. All I want to say real quickly is, yeah, I don't think it was that much of a robbery. It was pretty close, but I'll give it to you. It reminded me of the Santa Cruz Frampton one. And the commentators and the pundits in the UK are saying that it was the biggest upset since Buster Douglas Tyson. See, I didn't really agree with that, but we can talk about that later on, man.
Definitely not that big of an upset.
Keeping it short, man, we got to get to the main event. Robert in the UK, talk to us. Rob, you just listening? All right. Well, we did it. That has been your immediate reaction. Do you think this was a robbery? Do you think this was a fair decision? Leave your comments below. Remember that we'll be back right after the main event, probably around 12:30 after all the post-fight, you know, with Max Kellerman. We'll be here. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. If you're listening to this in the future, present or past, hit that thumbs up button. It always helps with the visibility of the show, and it always lets us know that you like what you're getting around here. And if you're listening to this while you're in your gym, working out, walking, doesn't matter, treadmill, drop that 5-star review on iTunes because it also helps with the visibility. Me, Matt, Enrique, want to thank you for joining us on this immediate reaction. You can find me, your host, Nesta Gibbs, at any social media, at NestGTO, and you can catch my co-host
at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Peace.
Later.